This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a last dogfight. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The last aerial dogfight on the Western Front of World War II was very odd. On April 12, 1945, two Americans were scouting in a low-flying Piper liaison plane near Berlin. This was the popular Piper Cub in its military clothing. The Americans suddenly spotted another such plane, a German Fieseler Storch, below them. Neither plane was meant for combat, but the Americans opened their doors, leaned out, and began firing downward with their service revolvers. The Germans swerved and evaded. One wing touched the ground, and they crashed. The Americans landed nearby, captured the wounded Germans, and provided first aid. That event seems anticlimactic, even antediluvian in this most terrible war the world has ever suffered. Yet it was, in fact, a clash of titans. For the war, we modified our light planes like the Piper Cub. The German army took a very different path. They issued an RFP for a troop support airplane, and the Fieseler Company won the contract with its Storch. The famed German woman test pilot, Hanna Reich, tested it, and the Storch went into production. The Storch and the Piper Cub could hardly have been more different. We gave the wartime Cub the nickname Grasshopper since it was so small. It weighed a scant third of a ton and was powered by a 65-horsepower engine. The Storch weighed a full ton, which was still light, and had an engine twice as powerful. It looked delicate and buoyant as a water lily. The name Storch, or Stork in English, reflected its skinny shape and long-legged landing gear. Both planes were meant to take off in a short distance and to fly at low speeds. The Storch did that remarkably well. It was equipped with flaps like the ones on modern jetliners, and it had a slot along the leading edge of the wing to prevent stalling at low speeds. It could take off or land in a little over 100 feet. Its wings folded back so it could be loaded on a truck. I'll include footage of Storchs in flight on the engine's website. Germany built almost 3,000 Storchs. She used them on every front, Russia, Africa, Finland, France. They scouted the ground and harassed foot soldiers. They carried generals. They carried stretchers. After Italy fell to the Allies in 1943, a Storch slipped Mussolini out, only to have Hitler send him back with orders to set up a fascist capital in northern Italy. So we flew our Cessna, Taylor, Aranca, Stinson, and Piper aeroplanes, almost 40,000 of them, while Germany answered with its bigger and perhaps better Storch. When the British captured one, Field Marshal Montgomery commandeered it as his personal command airplane. And so it came down to a last dogfight, if you can call it that, with a Piper Cub. The Storch became the only enemy airplane brought down with pistols during World War II. But war is like that. In the end, it's primitive. We somehow ended the Second World War back at the beginning of the very first one. I'm John Leinhard at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.